Hello and welcome to the West City Church podcast. If you'd like to get to know us more, find us at westcitychurch.com.au. We really hope that you're encouraged by today's message.
Good morning. You guys are wild today. So 15 minutes ago, I got the communion call up. So I was still in my bathers. Anyway, here we are. So I'm going to take you on a little journey, a little story. So if you don't know me, the only thing I love more than the ocean is the mountains. So I spent two winters in a little place called Whistler, which is affectionately Disneyland for adults. Okay. It has the largest skiable acreage in the world, okay? Top lift to the bottom, that's like 14 kilometres, right? Like, amen, hallelujah, praise God, right? Like, that is wild, okay? So I was there for two winters. I worked on the mountain, phenomenal, the best. Saw the sunrise, saw the sunset, stars, mountains, God, all of that. It's my Shiloh, right? David had a place in the Bible called Shiloh. He'd go back, find God's presence. Adele, place called Shiloh, little town called Whistler, okay? God's presence is there. So rewind, 5 years ago, I'm in Whistler having the time of my life, come back to Australia. 1 week later, I meet Irene. That's good. We go snowboarding the first year in Japan. It's okay, it's not bad. And then COVID comes, right? And Adele doesn't get to a mountain for 4 years. No good, no good. So I planned this big trip. I've got 5 weeks. It's going to be amazing. And being the selfless partner that I am, I agree to go a week early because I'm a little bit better at snowboarding, yeah? So I get to Whistler, can't wait. Worst season in the history of records. So there's grass instead of... Instead of snow, there's rocks. It's no good, right? It's no good. The first week I was there, we got a metre of rain. Not conducive for snowboarding. So I fly down to LA. We do a bit of a trip. Irene and I have a few weeks. Come back at the end. Don't worry, there's 10 days. 10 days, 10 days, 10 days. The snow's coming. Snow doesn't come. 2 days, last 2 days, there's snow in the forecast. It's got to come. So the snow comes. It's great. We got like 60 centimetres that day. So we're looking about this much, yeah? Not bad. Maybe 80, maybe a bit more. Pretty good. But they can't open the Alpine. They cannot open the top because winds are 140 k's an hour. And I'm like, I'll fly out tomorrow. Fly out tomorrow night. I really need that Alpine open. Come on, God. Surely you're in the detail. Now, those of you that know me well know I work as a paramedic and I'm not immune to suffering. I'm not immune to the pain of the world. I'm not immune to bad things happening. But somehow I still believe God's got to be in the detail. So let's go back thousands of years to Jesus, little kid hanging out. I did a quick fact check. Okay. Thank you, Google. During a wedding in Cana of Galilee, Jesus, at Mary's request, transforms approximately 120 of gallons of water into wine. So you got this couple and it's their big day. And they're like, come on, we're going to have a big party. We're going to have a great time. We've run out of wine. Yeah? You've got Adele, who's been planning for 5 years to get back to the mountain and snow some powder. Yeah? Who's like, come on, God. You got to open the Alpine. God is in that detail. So I ski with Irene all morning. It's okay. We're riding green runs. There's no blue. There's no black. There's certainly no double black. And then I peel off from her about 1 o'clock and I ski over to a tea bar. People have been lined up all day. I'm like, I might just pull in here. I hear the phone ring, the lifties are talking. Yep, let's open the lift. So they got the all clear from ski patrol. So I'm like first, I'm about 10th in the line. It's about 40,000 people on the mountain. That's not a bad thing. So I get up this mountain and I get myself buried. By this stage, we've had about a metre and a half of snow and I'm just drowning in the stuff. I get myself out, get to the top of the mountain, and I hear collective woo-hoos as grown-ass adults are pouring down a mountain shouting for joy, right? Shouting for joy, okay? So what is the message in this? I hear you ask, okay? Joy, okay? God is in joy. As Christians, we get so hung up with suffering and pain and the cross and this, but we forget about the joy at the other side. If it mattered enough for Jesus to turn water into wine so a couple can have a nice party, then that's a good God, right? Yeah? And my challenge for you this week is to go and find some joy, okay? Maybe we don't all snowboard, maybe we don't all surf, maybe we don't ride our bikes off jumps and do stupid things, but find some joy in that week. Because I'm sure there was bad things going on in Jesus's time, things that were more worthy of his time and his pain and his suffering. But somehow his first miracle was to turn water into wine and give a crew a really great day. That's it. Thanks.
Hey, hey, you know, 10 years we've been doing Sermon on the Mount series. This is the 10th one this year. I love it every time we come to it. It's the gift that keeps on giving. However, today, this is my message, I can't be bothered to speak, to be honest. And I say this because I think Jesus is turning water into wine here today, right now. I think there's joy and there's his presence somehow is intermingling with our presence and our gathering together. And you know what? It would be dumb of me to move beyond that point and say, let's do the Sermon on the Mount. Now, the Sermon, we will come to it because we want to follow the way of Jesus, but today is not the day. I need to find joy. I'll be looking this week, but also I just want to just be in his presence, and I don't know about you, but maybe you're the same this morning. So can we stand up? And I, you know, it's a theme this morning. Everyone gets 5 minutes notice, so I just say... Just said to Michaela and the guys, can you come up with some other songs? So, you know, we may be getting sing hallelujah at some point, you know. Lord, thank you. Thank you that in a moment we're going to come to this beautiful table. Thank you that you do turn our water into wine, that something rich happens when we encounter you, when we lift our eyes to you. And so we just take the next few minutes to just do that. No agenda, maybe even no words, but just you are enough. Being with you is enough. You are the prize. You are the one we just long for. So thank you. Thank you. So whenever we gather together about what I'm about, I'll be there, right there with you.
Carrie, we're going to sing Goodness of God. Thank you.
one more song? Can you do one more? And then I'll wrap it up and we'll come to the table. Thank you for allowing me not to just have to lead, but I can be in this place with you. Thanks for going with me on this today.
Thank you so much for joining us. Each week at West City, we say a benediction together. We do this because we believe that the purpose of the church is to be a caring community for the world, and that as we go and serve others, we enter into Christ's work of welcome, restoration, and healing, both for us and others. We believe that in doing so, we get to see and encounter Christ. So let's say the benediction together. We come together as the church to be reminded of the go of Christ. So we will go out and feed the hungry, go out and clothe the naked, go out and fight for justice, go out and end oppression. Go out and proclaim anew the old, old story. Go out and associate with those who don't look like us, think like us, act like us, and don't even like us. And we'll do it all in the name of the one who sent us. His name is Jesus.